Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everyone, my name is Danilo Petrovic.
I'm Ilya Marchenko.
I'm Dennis Kudla.
I'm Evgeny Donsko.
I'm Henry Laaksonen.
I'm Peter Turepko, and you're listening to the Game to Love podcast.
Hey, welcome back, tennis fans. It's Olympic time. We're over in Tokyo for this one. And there's one man with his eye on the prize trying to go for that golden slam. It is Novak Djokovic. Who is he going to be up against, though? The draw is out. And I'm super excited to go through this one. We'll be bringing you the women's one in a separate draw preview, just so everyone knows.
Yeah, we've been awaiting the draw and it sort of comes as a bit of a surprise, like always with us. We never really know when it's going to be happening, especially with the time differences as well. It happened early morning here in the UK, it seems. So we was asleep probably when it was actually announced. Yeah. I think that's going to be a bit of an issue through most of this tournament.
Yeah.
It seems to me that most of the matches will be starting at like 3 a.m. time, UK time.
Yeah.
So could it be any worse? I don't think so. Game to Love is going to be struggling to cover Tokyo 2020, but we will do our best. Maybe some of the last ones will be like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning.
We
can probably do them, but let's see how it goes. And as you said, the draw is out. Women's will do separately. I know we did do one podcast already on the Olympics talking about who's actually going to be playing. That's probably changed since we last did it. And I know it was a bit up in the air because we didn't have a really good database for it, but we have one now and it's all on Wikipedia here. Kick to the other tab.
Oh, what do you want to go through?
So let's actually see who's in it. So it's pretty much like we said last time. There's a few differences. I know I wasn't sure about who's the American guy who I said I wanted to win
Korda.
The whole thing. Korda. He's not even in it. Didn't qualify. So there is a few. There's a few different ones which we fancied who aren't in there. Kasper Ruud. He's not. Is he making it, Kasper Ruud? I don't think he is.
Kasper Ruud isn't.
What is it? Everyone in red.
Everyone in red is not making it, mate. The red means you're out.
Okay, so the first seed. Let's go to the top. Djokovic. So we've still got some big players. We've got Djokovic, Medvedev, Tsitsipas, Zverev, Rublev, Schwartzman, Buster. They're like the top, however many seeds. And then you've got below that, Chapo withdrew, didn't he? So you've got Galmon, Fies, Hurkacz, Dimitrov, Felix. Felix has got an interesting first round draw. We'll get onto that later on. And plenty more. I'm not going to go through the whole list. You get a grasp of it. But let's just go down to the final one. I want to see who was the last person who sort of made the cut.
Yeah. Well, to go all the way down.
Yeah.
Right. So the last person on this list. Barrios, it looks like, is the last one on that list then.
What happened to the New Zealand guy? He got crossed out.
Actually, right, been booted out.
He had a chance. He got, maybe he got COVID. I don't know. We've got what? Thomas Barrios, 232 in the world, representing Chile. That's quite cool.
Yeah, mate.
Oh, what's that say? Go back on it.
I'm just trying to.
Quota was reallocated to direct entry through ranking as the player hadn't met the minimum ranking requirements.
Unfortunate that for him. So he probably got replaced by someone like a Mohamed Safwat. We got Thomas Mahach in there. Great to see him in there. Go on, Thomas. And Istamin, he's made it in as well. And Jao Menezes. So there's some of the interesting lower ranked players in the tournament. Be exciting to see how they get on.
Yeah, we've got Liam Brody as well, probably someone who in another year wouldn't have been given the opportunity. I think if Dan Evans wouldn't have pulled out, Cam Norrie, he pulled out as well, then Brody probably wouldn't have been there. So that's great for him. Let's see if he can take the opportunity and fly the flag. We've got Almino in the chat saying, 3 a.m. Suffer, lads. Welcome to my world. Yeah, well, we know you do it a lot. It's going to be very tricky for us to cover a lot of this, but we'll do our best, no doubt about it.
That's it.
And shout out to Dylan there. Hope you guys are doing good. Hope you're doing well too, mate. Great to see you in the live chat again.
Indeed. Yeah. Shall we move over to have a look at some of the past winners?
Yep.
Obviously, we know the last two winners of this Olympic gold medal. It was Sir Andy Murray of GB. He gave a great account of himself in London. Obviously, that was the year when he sort of, I don't know, he felt he sort of arrived on the scene. He lost to Roger Federer in the final of Wimbledon shortly before this final. Then he won, I believe, he won this, and then he went on to win the US Open shortly after as well. Yep. So fantastic. This is what it can inject some life into your tennis career. So these players who could be the next Andy Murray in that sort of bracket below the big three, maybe this is a chance for some of those players.
I think it's remarkable. Someone like a Roger Federer has never won one.
I know.
He's got that silver medal. Djokovic has only got a bronze medal. Rafa's got the gold.
Yep.
So if you're talking about the Olympics, surely Rafa Nadal, greatest of all time. But maybe save that for another one. I don't think I can really claim that. Djokovic's definitely a favourite here. It looks like he could be potentially winning the 2021 and taking gold. You got some more there. Don't want to go back too far. But something what I liked is the bronze medal in Atlanta 96.
Yeah.
Leonardo Paez, recently retired. Wasn't playing. He was playing quite recently, wasn't he? Brilliant doubles player.
Up to about the age 46, 47, I think he was still playing. Yeah. So fantastic. A really great doubles player on the tour. I think we even spoke about him on one of our first podcasts that he was one of the oldest players on tour that was still playing. And what a great player. Well, fantastic. He was there, bronze medal position. That one to go down in history for India, especially in tennis. Amazing.
Yeah, definitely. And just quickly, let's get onto the draw. But before we do that, let's talk about some of the rules. I don't know if you have them up there on your sheet. You can read them off. But the big one for me is everything's going to be best of three. So best of three sets. The final's not going to be best of five like it has been in previous years. That's not going to favour someone like a Djokovic. He would want to play over five, no doubts about it. Is he going to be all right? We know in a best of three scenario in the Nitto ATP finals, Medvedev absolutely flourished. He loved that environment on the hard courts as well.
Yeah.
Could it suit him more? Well, let's see.
Maybe, mate. Well, let's get into the actual main draw. I'll just bring that one up on the screen for you guys. Oh, let me know if it's all okay. Oh, I'll need to make it a little bit bigger for you. Yeah, if anybody is new to the channel and hasn't entered one of the draw preview bracket prediction leagues, please, it's free. Make sure you hit the link in the description below. I'm sure JG can
it's pinned in the live chat.
It's pinned in the live chat. Perfect. So, yeah, just make sure you enter that. Give us your picks. We'll be going through the winners at the end of the Olympics. And we'll actually be running a special mini top tippers alongside the actual top tippers just for a gold, silver and bronze medal places during the Olympics. So that's another exciting addition to GTL.
Yeah, it's something a little bit new. So we will have a gold medalist on Game to Love, a silver medalist and a bronze medalist for the top tippers on the live watch along. So good luck to anyone who's taking part in that. I think we're going to do it where potentially the tips will count on any Olympic related podcast. So whether it's just a yes, podcast talking about the results or a live watch along, they both count towards the medals. And like Ben was saying, make sure to join. We will be given an announcement when we do the results at the end. We'll be giving a shout out to the winner of the men's and the women's Olympic League. It's pretty easy to join. Just pop your email address in, join the Game to Love, and Bob's your uncle.
That's it, mate. Robert's your father's brother. Anyway, on to this. This is the draw. We need to get through it. It's what you came here to hear about. And I've looked through it briefly. I haven't gone into depth. So this is the first real look in depth at the draw I'm going to be having a look at with you guys. So it's quite exciting for me as well.
I've looked a little bit more deeper than you probably. And the number one seed, Novak Djokovic. Number two seed, Daniil Medvedev. So the story of the last few tournaments, it stayed the same.
Yes, indeed. He's up against Hugo Delian, notably a clay court player coming from Bolivia. He's good on the clay. I wouldn't say his hard court form is anything to write home about. Djokovic probably couldn't handpick that one any better for the first round, I don't think.
Yeah,
I'm going to have Djokovic going through against him, needless to say.
Yeah, me too, mate.
Jan-Lennard Struff versus Thiago Monteiro. I'm going to be going Struff here.
I feel like it's got to be, mate. Djokovic, Struff, they play each other all the time, usually at the start of tournaments, and Djokovic blitzes him. It's usually like 6-1, 6-1 or something very comfortable. I think we're going to see the same matchup again. Struff is a quality player. And I was looking at people who have not won a title yet. He's one of the people who have won against the top 10 more than most other players, but yet to win a title. So there's a list of all the list of people who have not won one and been in finals. Obviously, Felix right at the top with, what's it, 7 or 8 finals he's been to and lost them all. And Struff was there. But he's actually got the best record against the top 10, which is I thought was really encouraging from him, but still yet to win a title, which is surprising because he's a quality player. Regardless of that, he beats Monteiro. Djokovic beats him, though. I'm then going to go Lorenzo Musetti to beat Milman. That's my first kind of semi-shock. And Fekina to beat Souza.
Yeah, I'm not so sure on that one, if I'm honest. I think I'm going to go the mailman, always delivers, John Milman. And then Davidovich Fekina, I will be backing you on that one, beating Pedro Souza. I think I'm going to be having Davidovich Fekina to knock out Milman. And then I think I'm going to be having Djokovic to beat Struff and Djokovic to head the section.
Yep, me too, mate. Moving down, next section, the Gael Monfils section. The 10th seed, obviously recently just got married to Svitolina, or should I call her Alina Monfils? That's what we she now is. If you go on Flash Scores, that's how you find her on Flash Scores.
Oh, really? Now. Fantastic.
Alina Monfils. And I think she's changed her name on Twitter to that as well. So
have to change her button.
But yeah, that's what I was thinking. Do we have to, is she going to be called Monfils now?
That's a good point.
It's very interesting. I'm not sure how that's going to work.
Gael Svitolina.
Because now if we talk about Monfils, we're always going to assume it's the guy we're talking about. We're thinking about Gael. But I could be talking about a women's, the WTA, and mention Monfils being Svitolina. Or will she always be known as Svitolina? I don't know.
I don't know, mate. It's a tough one, isn't it? We'll just have to call her Alina from now on.
Regardless of that, I'm actually going to go Monfils to beat Ivashka. I reckon Ivashka will be the favourite, the bookie's favourite, no doubt about
he
it.
Is,
but
yes.
Yeah, but I'm going to go Monfils. What was the odds for that one?
The 1.6 for Ivashka.
Okay.
I'm actually going against Monfils. Sorry, I'm going to go with the favourite for a reason. I'm going to have Ivashka beating him.
Okay.
Kukushkin versus Correa in the next match. I think I'm going to go Kukushkin. I prefer him on the hard courts.
Yeah, me too. I'm then going to go Gombos to beat Giron.
Shock. JG picks Gombos.
I don't know. I just love him. I just can't help it. If I see the Gombos name, I can't not go against it. He's pulled some good results together recently. Started the year a bit flat, if I'm honest, losing to everyone. And then since then, he's beaten some good players. And I thought, oh, that's quite good. Gombos is back. But Giron could really trouble him. I think it's a tight match. But I'm going to go Gombos.
I think Giron's got too much for him, to be honest. I'm going Giron. Probably one of the most entertaining matches next of the first round, really. And
I think if this is the one where we can potentially do the watch-along for, it's got to be one of the watch-alongs of the first round. Nishikori in Japan, yes. Bronze medalist. Was it the last Olympics? He was the bronze medalist?
I believe so, yeah.
And playing Andre Rublev, who's brilliant on the hard courts. I think that could be an absolute thriller. I'm not sure if they've played each other in the past. I'm assuming this, they're quite close matches because they're pretty similar in ability. I think Rublev a little bit better, of course.
Once they played, and it was on hard court in Cincinnati, but that was 3 years ago, and Nishikori won in straight sets.
Oh, wow. So. And this is in Japan as well. I think I've been thinking this whole time I'm going to be going Nishikori, but I've changed my mind in the video and I'm going to be going Andre Rublev.
Yeah, mate. I think if recent hard court form has anything to go by, I think that you should shy towards Andre Rublev. We know how formidable he's been. The only people who have been able to really beat him on the hard courts have been in finals or semi-finals. I think he gets it done. I think Andre Rublev could be a real threat in this tournament, to be honest.
I thought you'd have gone Nishikori as well. But anyway, no. I'm going to go. I say as well, I didn't actually go for it, but
there's
I was very
no fans
close.
There, mate. If there was fans, I would be more swayed.
Okay, I'm then going to have Monfils to beat Kukushkin. I'm going for a little Monfils run. I think he's going to be on cloud nine after Marion Svitolina. And I don't know, maybe expect some good things from him. This could be completely the other way around. It could work the other way, where he's been drinking a lot of alcohol, eating a lot of junk food, and maybe he's just not in the frame set, the mindset to be playing tennis. But I'm going to go for it. And then Rublev to beat Gombos, and then Rublev to head section.
Yeah, I mean, I'm having Vashka beating Kukushkin. Rublev to beat Giron. Rublev heads the section. I think he's too strong for this little group. But that could quite easily be Nishikori. I think the winner of that bracket comes from that first match. That's my personal opinion.
Okay.
Anyway, next one. Alexander Zverev. He's back and he's against Yen Sun Lu. I'm going to be picking Zverev. Sorry, Zverev. Lu. Galan, Riveros, Safwat.
Definitely Galan as well.
I'm torn on that one a little bit. I might go Safwat on that.
Okay.
Just a bit of a punt, that one.
Next one, I'm going to go Basil.
Yeah, Basilashvili against Kai Baez-Baina. We know how good he is on the hardcourt. And Taro Daniel, mate, against Lorenzo Sonego. Could this one be a potential banana skin for Lorenzo Sonego, being it is the Japanese man at home?
Yeah, definitely. And the worst part about this, I've actually been speaking to Taro Daniel, trying to get him on the podcast. I don't think it's going to happen because of the media constraints on players in the bubble they're in. So hopefully we can speak to him after the tournament, and he's gonna I wished him good luck as well. which is terrible, because now I'm gonna be picking Sonego, because I didn't know obviously he was gonna be playing Sonego, and I really like Sonego, so I'm gonna be pushing him for it.
Yeah, I think he's looked really good on hard court, so I'll be putting him through as well.
Beat Djokovic on hard, didn't he, last year?
Exactly right, mate. Zverev to beat Safwat. I think if it's Sonego, Basilashvili, it depends which Basilashvili turns up, really. If it's a real motivated Basilashvili, I think he beats Sonego. But if it's the one that turned up against Murray and who sort of just gave up, not so sure. I think I'm going to give it to Sonego, if I'm honest.
Okay, yep, me too. And then Zverev to head the section. I'm going to go Zverev to beat Sonego.
Got to, mate. You've got to. I think Zverev is going to be pretty fired up for this tournament, if I'm honest. The
Moving down.
Section. Oh, God, Aslan.
It's crazy. He gets his own section now. He's the 11th seed in this tournament. Could be very dangerous on hard courts. We saw with his Australian Open run.
Yep.
Seems to be maybe his surface. I know on the clay, we said we love him. He did very well on that as well in spells. Bit disappointing in the French Open. Regardless of that, I'm going to have Karatsev to beat Tommy Paul. Could be a real close one. Yes. And I wouldn't be surprised if Tommy Paul was to beat Karatsev there.
How dare you? How dare you?
Well, come on, Tommy Paul's class.
Well, I'm just going based off his hardcourt form this year. Karatsev has only lost to Dominic Thiem, Djokovic and, well, Korda. That was the last one, wasn't it, in Miami?
Yeah.
So I'm going to be going with Karatsev. Then we've got Jeremy Shardy, mate. And he's up against Barrios, one of the guys we spoke about earlier, one of the lowest ranked players. He's the lowest ranked in this whole tournament, Barrios, from Chile. How do you have that one going?
It's going out, mate. Jeremy Shardy. Yeah, I've got the French going well, doing well in this tournament.
Mate, You've got the mix. Well, you got the mix there, which is Chardy and Karatsev, the same matchup from Wimbledon. Knocked him out, I believe.
Wait, what I was going to ask you of the draw is how did it actually work this morning? Did they do it in a way where they ensure that you can't have the same a player from the same country playing each other in the first round?
They must have, yeah, surely. I don't think we're going to find out when we go down, but I think they must all be split up like that. Surely they must structure it that way. I didn't get a chance to watch.
So I'm looking here. So you've got Liam Brody here. And then where's Andy Murray? Are they on the same half?
I mean, I can't do it without scrolling down the whole thing.
Oh, no, they're not. Sorry. He just makes the top. So, yeah, they're on the different half. But then you've got, say, Francis TFO. Very close to, say, a Sangren. So, yeah. But anyway, we'll work out as it goes along. So, like I said, I'm going to have Brody to beat Cerundolo. I'm going to have Hurkacz to beat Fuchsowicz. Sorry, Martin. And then Hurkacz to beat... Oh, when I'm saying Hurkacz. Hurkacz, Hurkacz. Hurkacz to beat Brody and Hurkacz to head the section.
What did you make of Hurkacz versus Świątek, the match? Did you see that one? They played like a tiebreak against each other. Hurkacz versus Świątek. I saw it. I don't know, mate. I saw it on YouTube. I was just like flicking through and I saw that they played a tiebreak against each other and Świątek beat him. I was like,
what?
I know, mate. It was a bit.
No, I've not seen any of that. Mate, but yeah, I feel like he's too much of a nice guy. He probably was taking 50% of his power.
There was a lot of smiling going on during the whole thing. And Świątek did hit quite a few. It was on clay as well. So. Anyway.
Right, so just quickly, RS Day actually checked. So yes, JG, he checked countries with four players are divided to meet in the semi-finals. Okay,
that's good.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it really
and
does.
I mean, asking Cerundolo, Brody, where does your loyalty lay? I'm going to actually be going for the Brit.
Yeah.
Cerundolo is a clay court. I'm not seeing anything off him on the hard courts. And Brody's pretty good as well, so why not? Yeah.
Proved himself a bit in those Battle of the Brits, didn't he? He really gave some of the top-ranked British players a run for their money. But Cerundolo, not the worst. I think he won a challenger, did he, at the back end? Well, beginning of last year, sorry. Was it a challenger? Yeah. No, it was an ITF.
On clay.
On hard. He won an ITF on hard. Doesn't really mean much, but
yeah.
It's not the same sort of level, but... Brody, you never know. I'd go Brody. I'm going to go Karatsev, mate. You know me. I'm just a sucker for it. And Hurkacz, Miami Masters champion. He's definitely going to be going through here for me.
Yeah.
This is the tough one, mate. How much are you still on the bandwagon? Are you still on the Karatsev bandwagon? He's back on the hard courts.
I've got Hurkacz ahead in the section.
Mate, what are you doing to me? Can I do it again? He might go out to Chardy. This is my problem. Or Tommy Paul. Has Karatsev still got it in him?
Yeah.
I've got to go big,
could
mate.
Could go out against Martin.
Yeah, mate, it's possible. I've got to go for it, mate. Okay. This could be last chance saloon, maybe, for a Karatsev last
hurrah.
Don't
be silly. It's not a last chance saloon.
I don't know.
Let's move down to the second half of the draw. So the Medvedev-Diego Schwartzman section, as I like to call it.
Yes,
and
indeed.
In this, we start off with Diego, the little man, against Varillas. Diego's got it.
Yeah.
And then going to go Thomas Mahak. Yeah. Miroslav Klemen. Don't know who he is. I mean, do they mean Klein? I know they sometimes often get the names mixed up.
Yes, it is Klein. Yes,
I don't know how I know that, but I've just made
it
up.
Well there.
Based off the KLE and the country. So I actually fancy, I like Klein a lot, but I'm sort of swaying on the hard courts towards Duckworth.
I think it's wise. Yeah,
and then I'm actually going to go Nishioka to knock out Khachanov.
You're so disrespectful to Khachanov here, mate. I'm not having that. It could happen, but I'm saying Khachanov just got to the quarterfinals of the last Grand Slam. He's got to be on a bit of a high now. Surely he can muster something up to get through at least a couple of rounds here, I think.
Okay.
So I'm going to have him beating Duckworth.
I'm going to have Nishioka to beat Duckworth. I'm going to have Schwartzman to beat Mahak and Schwartzman to head the section.
Indeed. So I'm going to have Khachanov to head my section.
Okay, no worries. We've got the blood elf there, Karatsev for gold.
Ooh.
We'd have to definitely do that. We'll be covering the gold match, no doubt. Doesn't matter what time it is. But if Karatsev is in for a shot of it, that'll be awesome. I would honestly love it. You got Saram saying Ben's too much of a believer. Yeah.
I'm living in hope now these days, I feel, but I'm still going for it. Ugo Umber back on the hard courts again. I like him on the hard courts much more than I liked him on the clay. Come on, Ugo. He's going through for me.
Yeah, me too.
And we got Kamil Majdarzak, and we've got him against Miomir Kecmanovic. I'm going to have Kecmanovic going through there.
Yeah, I'm going to go TFO to beat Kwon-Soon. And then I'm going to go Tsitsipas to beat Cole Schreiber. But Cole Schreiber just has that banana skin written all over him. I know he beat, was it Aslan recently? Was it Roland Garros? He's beat someone else quite good as well. Who's he beat? It's like Cole Schreiber recently. He could knock out Tsitsipas first round. He's got like the makings to do it because Tsitsipas is having a bit of a rough patch. He's lost his last few matches. He's come out asking for coaching. Go check out the video if you haven't already, where we spoke about the coaching debate in depth. And Tsitsipas started all of that. I'm not sure where his mind's at, if I'm honest. And are we going to see the best level of him in this tournament?
Will this sway it for you? I know tennis math doesn't really work, but he lost to Filip Krajinovic 2-1, as did Tsitsipas. But Tsitsipas received a breadstick in his one from Krajinovic, whereas Cole Schreiber, all just close sets, just like 7-5.
Oh, there we go. That's the one. RS, you didn't have it, but he does. He beat Rude in Wimbledon.
Oh, sorry. I didn't go back.
didn't go back to Wimbledon.
Who are you talking about?
Cole Schreiber.
He beat Rude in Wimbledon. What? How long ago? He lost to Shapovalov in the first.
Not the recently, mate. Probably it's a lot. The other Wimbledon.
He lost in the first round of Wimbledon.
Cole Schreiber's a quality tennis player. I'm sure he's had a long career. He's beaten a lot of top players. You've got PJ there. Cole Schreiber's like the giant killer.
Oh, he is. He's a horrible player to come. He's not. He's like your.
He beat Djokovic at Roland Garros.
He's like one of those. he's like one of those players, like Kai Kanepi in the women's game. You don't want to pick him.
No.
In the first.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a good. I like that. He is the Kai Kanepi of the men's tour.
Yeah, I'm gonna have Tsitsipas beating him. Sure, and then Tsitsipas TFO again though, and that's a nightmare matchup for Stefanos, for my liking. We could see a potential banana skin here.
You're not brave enough to do it though. I know you're not.
I am, mate, and I'm going to go for it.
No, he's not doing it.
I am. I'm going to go for
You're going TFO to beat Tsitsipas.
Yeah, mate. I'm going to think it's going to happen again.
Mate, it's only because you're doing this because you're not confident in my bracket. You've seen some of my selections and you're thinking he's lost the plot. I can make some risks.
I'm going to have Umber to beat Kecmanovic. Yeah. I'm going to have TFO to beat. But even if Tsitsipas was to go through, I think Umber still beats him anyway. I'm going to have Umber ahead in this section.
No, okay, so that's why you're doing it. You're playing tactics there because you know really he's not going to make that far. I'm going to have Tsitsipas head in the section. He's going to come back to his best.
We will see. We will see. Will he? Well, there's not going to be anybody in the crowd. So, not is his dad even allowed there? Because maybe if his dad's not there, maybe it will help him.
I don't know.
We'll see.
The anyway, Pablo section, everyone knows. I don't really like Carreño Busta at all. Oh,
sorry, one second. I've just lost my way around there. Okay, now I'm back.
Buster section, don't like him. Tennis Sangren beats him first round. Done. Next, Marin Cilic to beat Menezes.
What's going on?
And they're going to go Kuetfa.
Are we just brushing over that?
No, I'm going to get back to it. I'm just going to finish my first line. And then we're better not because the Andy Murray Felix one, I think it's going to take some fall. So back to that. Tennis Sangren to beat Buster. I'm very confident in it.
Yeah, well, I'm going the US Open semi-finalist to beat Tennis Sangren. Just recently won the tournament, albeit on the clay court.
Oh, on clay. This is on hard, Ben.
Mate, he's still good on hard. You realise that he is his better surface.
Well, Kyrgios seems to think he's very good on hard.
That's his best surface as well. It's not an easy first round match, but I think
Sangren's pumped, man. He loves it. He loves flying the American flag. He's looking as fit as a fiddle last time I saw him. And I think he's ready to really shock the world and do something special on the Olympic stage.
I hate to break it to Tennis Sangren, but it's about 33 degrees in Tokyo at the moment. Probably quite humid. 74% humidity. Sangren's going to be like a puddle on the court.
Mate, it just means his serve's going to be flying off a bit faster.
Mate, I think he's going to slip over on his own sweat. I hope that doesn't happen, Tennis, please.
The reason I've done it is a bit like you, because I think Cilic beats him all anyway. But before that, Quetford to beat Bagnis, Andy Murray, Felix. I think Andy Murray goes out. I'm going to be going Felix.
How dare you? How dare you do that to our man? I'm having Quetford to beat Bagnis, mate. I'm going big. Andy Murray knocks out Felix. He's the gold medal holder, two-time gold medalist. He just loves it. Olympics is what he lives and breathes tennis at the Olympics. He carries the flag for GB, Andy Murray, Sir Andy of Murray. Come on, Andy.
Mate, he did all right at Wimbledon because everyone, well, they basically fixed the tournament to allow him to try and win some games. If things weren't going well, they just, oh, let's just give Andy a little rest. Oh, let's close the roof. Let's open the roof. Let's get the people out of the stadium. Let's get them back in the stadium. Whatever they could do to help Murray, they tried to do, and he did okay. Ultimately, the tennis from him wasn't consistent enough. He was 5-love up against Basashvili, lost the set 7-5. There's signs and weaknesses there in Andy Murray's game. He's done well here in the past at the Olympics. This one on the hard courts, I think the ball's going to be firing off fast. I don't think it's going to really suit him in the humid conditions, which you mentioned a second ago with Tennis Sandgren. And just to clarify on the Tennis Sandgren, I know a lot of people are hating me in the chat. I mean, hate to cloud is your judgment, JG. Hilarious. Yeah, definitely it's very biased.
How dare you speak bad of our British hopeful, Sir Andy? I'll be cheering you on.
Do you haven't beaten Quetford as well?
Mate, that's tough. That's every hit, every shot, every set. It's Dominic Quetford. I don't know. Yes, he is. Go on, Andy. He's through again.
You've lost the plot. I'm going to go Felix to beat Quetfar. I'm going to go Cilic to beat Sandgren and Felix to head the section.
I've got a feeling people are going to think I've been drinking before this, but I haven't. I'm going to have Kalenia Busta knocking out Marin Cilic.
Cilic is going to destroy him.
And unfortunately, that's the end for Sir Andy. I'm sorry.
You've got Busta head in the section.
I'm having Busta head in the section, mate.
I really hope that's not the case. I do not want to see that button or do the live watch.
I'll have a T-shirt on. I'm going to get a special one made up, PCB.
Final section. Fabio Fognini. He's been snapping a lot of the Olympics with his team. Seems to be really happy. Yeah. Every single photo I've seen of him, about 6 or 7 of them, he's smiling in, loving it. He's making jokes about his team. It seems to be a great spirit in the Italian camp. I'm all for it. Italy are on a high. They've won the Euros. Berrettini got to the final of Wimbledon. Olympics, could they get a medal? I hope so. I hope we have an Italian take a medal. And it's not going to be Berrettini because he's obviously not entered. Could it be Fabio? It's a tough section, though, with Medvedev waiting there.
Could it be the first medal for Italy since 1924 in tennis? The bronze medal from Umberto de Morpurgo. That was the last Italian medal in tennis. Obviously, there was no tennis between 1928 and 1984. I think Fognini is their best hope, so he goes through. Next up, Gerasimov, Jill Simon, mate.
Jill Simon.
Nah, not for me. I'm going Gerasimov, mate. I know you like a banana skin Simon selection.
Yep, I'm going to be going Summit Nagao. And what about this for a first-round match? Can it be any more unfair? Bublik Medvedev, first round.
Again.
Right, when was that? Was it Roland Garros?
I believe so, yeah. But he sort of did a number on him, didn't he? And Bublik just... that was one of the... Where I sort of lost...
Bublik's serving is one of the best on tour at the moment. I saw his ace percentage, or I forget what it was now. But the way he was serving really impressed me based off the numbers on tour. He's right up there with one of the best on best. And... it's kind of underrated a little bit, his serve. He could really trouble Medvedev. I think it's going to go 3 sets, if I'm honest, and Medvedev's going to take it. Very close, it's going to be.
Not for me. I think Medvedev cleans him up in 2. I lost a little bit of respect for Bublik during that loss to him in the Grand Slam. Just sort of gave up a bit, just started. And he wasn't the fun, likable character we've seen recently. He's just turned into a little bit of a complaint, a little bit down. I don't know. I want to see the fun Bublik come back. We see the fun focused one that actually tries until the bitter end. Yeah, I'll be happy to watch it. But for me, I was very disappointed by his last performance against Medvedev. I'll be picking Medvedev. I think it's straight sets. Medvedev beats Istomin for me in the next round. Then we'll have a Fanini Medvedev.
Yeah.
Medvedev has section.
Exactly that. Moving on up to the top.
Moving on up.
And these are what's quarterfinals. Quarterfinals at the top. I've got Djokovic, Rublev.
Yes.
I'm sure you've got the same. I'm going to be going Novak Djokovic to beat Rublev.
So am I. I am going. That's it.
The next one, I've got Zverev, Hurkacz.
Zverev Karatsev. Well, I hope that is the case. I just don't see, if he's serving well, I don't see it going well for Karatsev. I have Zverev heading that one.
Okay, I'm actually going different. I'm going to go Hurkacz to beat Zverev.
Ooh, interesting. The Masters champion.
Yep.
It's wise. If he's serving well, Hurkacz, seen he can beat the best players on tour. Beat Medvedev, obviously, and Roger Federer in the last Grand Slam.
Yep.
Khachanov Umber. This is an interesting one for me. I'm actually
I've got Schwartzman Tsitsipas. So probably more of a normal selection.
Yeah, I think so. But there's part of me that thinks I think I'm gonna go Khachanov, mate. I don't know. There's something bizarre that's going on. I'm actually was quite impressed with him recently. He showed a bit more fight than he has done recently. So I'm gonna be going Khachanov to beat Umber. I think it's a bit safer because if Tsitsipas makes it there instead of Umber, I think Khachanov's more likely to get in through this section, maybe than Umber.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. Like, I'm very tempted to put Schwartzman to beat Tsitsipas. I'm not sure what's happening, but I don't think that's possible. I just don't think he beats Tsitsipas, but I'm not sure if Tsitsipas gets there. I've got to do what I've got in front of me, so I'm going to have to go Tsitsipas. I don't think he does do too well, but unfortunately, I've got him going quite far again. Regardless of that, Tsitsipas makes my semi-final at the bottom, and he's going to be playing no other than Daniil Medvedev. I think Medvedev beats Felix, and I'm confident he can get there if he's got that far.
Well, I've got Buster versus Medvedev. It's going to be a real tough one, but I'm full believer in Medvedev on hard court. I think if he's on a run, if he's already got to that stage, there'll be no stopping him.
We've got Nathan there asking, when does the first round start? It starts Saturday. I'm assuming afternoon time in Japan for the UK watchers or listeners. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning, Saturday.
Yeah, indeed. So let me see if I can expand this a bit bigger so we can see the actual semi-final.
I think we've got different semi-finalists. So at the top, I've got Djokovic, Hurkacz, and at the bottom, I've got Tsitsipas, Medvedev.
Yeah, I've got Djokovic, Zverev at the top. And then at the bottom, I have Khachanov, Medvedev. Okay. I think we all know which way this is going, really, don't we? I can see what's going on.
It just seems to be the story of the hard courts. I know we did it for the Australian Open. We was right. We got Djokovic, Medvedev. Hard to really see it not happening again, if I'm honest. So I'm not going to waste too much time. I'm going to be going Daniil Medvedev, Djokovic in the final. Let me just change that. Someone's come in. 1 second. Breaking news. I'm actually tempted. I'm going to get a lot of hate for this.
There we go.
I'm tempted to put Hurkacz into the final. I think at Wimbledon, that was the that was the matchup we wanted to see. Djokovic versus Hubert Hurkacz. While we're going to see it, that would have been super exciting for me. I thought he would have troubled Djokovic more in the final than Berrettini. Berrettini did take that first set in the final. This is best of three sets. Hurkacz gets on a roll. Could he do it? I'm actually not going to have Djokovic in the final. I'm going Hurkacz in the final.
God.
Djokovic to go out in the semis.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, guys.
Almino's right here. Have another beer, JG. I don't know.
There you go. The reason I do that is because if Djokovic makes the final, he wins. And I can't have Medvedev beating him in the final again like I did in Australia. That's just stupid.
Well, I've got Djokovic Medvedev final, and I've been very vocal on who I have winning it even before this. For me, I want to see the Golden Slam. So I'm going Novak Djokovic to win the whole thing. He's got a tough quarterfinal, tough semi-final. It's going to be a tough final as well. And it's only, if it's only three sets, as tough as it could ever get against Daniil Medvedev.
Yep, and I'm going to be going for Daniil Medvedev to win the whole thing, beating Hurkacz in the final. Just very like good. That. You've very got Melvin stuff. There going, Medi. Nathan saying is JG trolling, maybe. Here, JG just wants Nadal to stay in the GOAT debate. Know that winning this means Nadal got less traction. Possibly, yeah.
Dark horse?
Dark horse time. It's got to be someone. Not I don't seeded. Know. How do you want to do it?
Someone not seeded, yeah.
Just any non-seeds.
Yeah. This is going to be really tough. All the non-seeds. Well,
do I have any non-seeders going quite far? That usually helps me. Probably. That's your one, if I'm honest. I think you've probably got him going the furthest.
It's going to have to be. I'm going, yeah. Andy Murray is my dark horse to claim his third in a row gold medal. There you go. I'm throwing it out there for the GB.
Okay, nice one. And my dark horse is going to be Marin Cilic.
Nice.
I think he could potentially cause a bit of upsets. I think I like his first few rounds. I like the fact he could be playing against Felix or Murray. I think he's got the potential to beat either of them on his day, no doubt about it. I know he beat Felix recently in a final, didn't he? On grass. He's better probably a little bit on grass, but he can still play very well on the hard court. So why not? Marin Cilic is my dark horse for the tournament. Let us know in the live chat, guys. Who is your dark horse? We've got Almina going Milman. Sharifa's going Massetti. That's a good dark horse, but I think he's got a tough draw.
Yeah.
Vikash Felix for me. Have we read this one? Bamamut Kwon.
Yeah. What about Martin? What about Nishikori as well? Is he unseeded? Yeah, no one's picking Nishikori.
Abumba going Francis TFO. That's probably one you could have had, if I'm honest. I know you're going to beat Tsitsipas.
I was thinking a little bit, but nah, not for me.
And CR saying the final will be best of three. Yes, it will be. The final is best of three. If it was best of five, Djokovic wins for me easily this tournament. Best of three changes the whole dynamics of things. And I think it is more possible that he can lose. And obviously, being a big Rafa fan, it would be beneficial for him not to have an Olympic gold medal.
Indeed. Well, mate, that sort of ties that up very nicely. You know our selections. Let us know yours. Make sure you remember to update the bracket at the bottom. Put the amount of aces that you're picking for the winner of the final.
Yeah, because if it is a draw, it will come down to whoever's got the aces closest, and that's who we'll be awarding the winner to for the bracket. So make sure to enter. You've got another day remaining on this. But better to do it sooner rather than later. And then we'll be doing the women's ones. I think you can do the women's now, if I'm honest. It's open.
Oh, is it now?
It seems to be all updated.
But typical.
I think we're a bit short of time now. We've probably gone on a bit long.
We'll try and bring that a bit later on.
We'll do it on later on today, for sure. We'll try and get it done today. Maybe before the Q&A or after the Q&A. Yeah. We do have, as Dylan's saying, Q&A tonight. So make sure send us any questions you want. Ideally either on Twitter or Discord. I think we've got quite a few on Discord already, and we will be answering all of the questions on a Q&A tonight with a beer, no doubt.
Let's do it, mate. I'm excited for it. Episode 200 it will be, but we'll look forward to seeing you on that. As for the men's, done and dusted now. We can just look forward to the actual tennis.
Yeah, let's see how it goes. Thanks for joining, guys. If you haven't already, please hit the like button on the video. It really helps us out. And if you're new to Game to Love, subscribe for all Olympics coverage, the whole of Tokyo. So make sure the only place to be, Game to Love. And we'll see you guys very soon.
Indeed.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.